Good afternoon, welcome to Know Yourself. This is Dan Udell speaking. This is the sixth episode of the podcast now. Jeez, it's just going so quick. I'm not even keeping track of it properly anymore. So this time I wanted to do an episode around receiving help from other people. This is something that I struggle with in my own life, and I was thinking, what could I do an episode on today that would really provide some value to someone? And I was thinking back to when I was really suffering in my depression, and I was, you know, my anxiety was really like pushing down on me to the point where I didn't feel I could go outside or catch a train or catch a bus or even meet with friends or anything like that. Sorry, there's a car beeping outside. I am sat in my car, which is also my studio again. Today's podcast is brought to you in Waitrose Car Park. So there you go. So if you hear beeps or anything, that's what it is. Basically, when I was in that state though, when I was depressed and when I was kind of suffering and struggling, one of the things that would have really helped me, which I didn't really capitalize on until sort of 2 or 3 years into my counseling, was being able to accept help from other people. I had this idea that if I was letting other people help me out, or if I was going to them and talking to them like, look, I'm really struggling with this thing, you know, I don't know how to explain it that well, but I just feel down all the time, I don't want to go outside, you know, sometimes I just lay in bed all weekend. Like, I used to get up at about 1 o'clock and then just shut my eyes again. 3 o'clock, shut my eyes again. 5 o'clock, shut my eyes again. 6 o'clock, go out, spend a little bit of time like seeing friends or family, even if I even had the energy to do that, or Netflix it out until like the early hours, and repeat the same thing on Sunday until basically most of my weekend was gone. And I think if I'd learnt to talk to the people around me a little bit more and let them know what was going on for me, I would have had maybe some more empathy from the people that I spoke to, and I think it would have made me feel a little bit better as well. I literally felt like I was alone, and it's because I thought this experience that I was going through was never going to happen to anyone else. But you know, it's not a bad thing to let people help you. You're not weak by doing it, you know, you're not any less of a person. There's millionaires, there's billionaires out there that they get help from other people. That's called referrals of business. You know, they'll approach a business and say, listen, can you do a referral for me? Because this client is really big and they'd like to know that someone else has used our product and succeeded with it. So, you know, even the top people, top earners in the world, you know, the people, they could be running charities, and people that run charities, they're obviously going to have quite a high level of like emotional intelligence and know themselves quite well, and they're going to know how to use the most valuable resource around them, which is people. You know, tapping into that resource can be life-changing. Like one referral can change your business from a startup to a small to medium enterprise. You know, one handshake can be the invitation to the party where you meet your newest boyfriend or girlfriend. You know, you just don't know the power of asking and talking about things. It's phenomenal. It's also the law of attraction. When you start doing these things and talking about it, you know, if you're talking to someone about struggling and you know, you're depressed and that sort of thing, and you need help, it's going to attract the sort of things that will provide help. You might meet someone who is in the counselling world, and you meet them and you think, God, like, I never really thought about counselling before, but meeting you, I just know that now that you're a regular person, and it's actually something that I'd like to do, because it's not so scary thinking, you know, about this mysterious person on the other side of the room that's going to be sat on a sofa like me. It can lead to all sorts of different things. So my biggest advice, like I say, is not being afraid to talk to people. You might get the people who can't empathise, and that's always going to happen. Some people haven't got the level of empathy that you've got or understanding. You probably don't understand what's happening to yourself at the time. I didn't know I was suffering with anxiety and, you know, depression. I just thought I was a regular guy, and I thought I was broken. You know, I thought everyone else was fine, and I was the problem. And that wasn't true. You know, there's a lot more people suffering than you know about. You know, there's people in life that you could have walked side by side with for a long time, and they've been suffering just like you. But we're all great pretenders, and we put on these masks that make it look like we've got this brilliant life, when sometimes behind closed doors it's not always the case. Like I say, it just goes back to being okay, like asking for help. Sometimes when I've really struggled, I've gone to my mum and I've just said to her, I don't need you to suggest anything. I don't need you to give me a lecture or anything like that. I just want someone to sit and listen to me for an hour. And I recently went to her with a problem that I had. I was really struggling with something in my life, and I said to her, I don't know what to do about this, and I don't want you to solve it for me. I don't want a solution. I literally just want someone to sit and listen to me for an hour, and I just want to get it out of my head. And I said that to her. I set that down at the beginning, you know, almost my terms. And she said, yeah, sure. So she grabbed a cup of tea, and I literally emptied myself out. You know, I was explaining exactly how I was feeling, and I've probably never been on that much of an intimate level with my mum, you know, emotionally. Like, I've probably said stuff about myself that she's probably never known before. And I allowed myself to do that by just saying simply, can you sit and listen to me, please? Can you just hear me out? I just want someone to hear this so I can understand it and process it. You know, sometimes we do need to go away and think about things and almost put it in a box and just go, right, what is it about this thing that's bothering me? And that's called reflection. And that's also another topic that I'd like to cover on another day, because I absolutely love reflection, and I think that I do it quite a lot because I'm a deep thinker, but I think I could do it more. I think there's more reflection that I could do. I find that I often do it when I'm doing the washing up or when I'm driving somewhere. My brain just starts to switch off and relax almost. Those walls kind of drop in my head, you know, the sort of barriers of the day. Oh, I've got to get this done, I've got to get that done. They start to lower, and I start to just let myself like think freely. And I start getting really good ideas for like the podcast, or I start getting through some stuff in my head that maybe I've been putting off, like, oh, why have I been feeling crappy about that thing? And that's what sometimes talking to someone in a candid way, like I did with my mum, can do for you. And that's just one example of asking for help. Sometimes you don't need to solve, like, you don't want someone to solve the problem for you. I know I'm a bit of a lone wolf, and I hate that. I'm one of these kind of people where I like to do everything myself. You know, I like to go to the cinema on my own, like I've said before in the podcast. Sometimes I go to a coffee shop and I'll do some of my coursework for my college course in the coffee shop on my own. I'll just put some headphones on. It's the same with things in my life as well. I really struggle to ask for help on things, because I thought it was a sign of weakness. I looked at that and thought, no, you should always deal with things on your own all of the time, because that's what is expected of you. In actual fact, it's the exact opposite. You know, there is a certain level of like self-independence, and the confidence that comes with that is unbelievable. And that's why I say to people, you know, when was the last time you took yourself out on a date? I'm not being like cheesy here. I'm saying, when was the last time you sat down and actually did something that you want to do? not because like the girl that you like is interested in it or the boy that you like is interested in it, and you're doing a bit of research so the next time you talk to them you can be like, oh yeah, hey, I like that thing as well. I'm literally talking about something that you want to do, you know. Like, I go to cinema because I love watching films and sitting there and eating popcorn and like dropping it everywhere and buying like a ridiculously big, but like the Pepsis that they do, I always go for like extra large because, you know, why not? And I get like the Butterkiss like popcorn. I go crazy. I'll probably go too crazy, and I'll get nachos as well. I don't even know where I was going with that. Yeah, so that's why I say these things. You know, it's self-independence is okay, but don't do it to the point where you can end up like hurting yourself. And what I mean by this is, when I was struggling and I was suffering, I didn't want to talk to anyone because I didn't want to feel weak. I thought that I'd be judged. I thought that I'd be rejected. Oh, you're not suffering. You want to know what real suffering is? That sort of conversation. I was petrified of that. So I never said anything. But if I hadn't had like a real, like real talk with my dad, like when I was probably about 18, like, no, it was 19, 20 sort of years old. If I hadn't had like a real talk chat with my dad about like the state of my mental health with him, and this is a conversation that he kind of started, but I eventually said, yeah, there's a problem. If I hadn't had that conversation and then decided that from that conversation it's okay to get help, I might have taken my own life. And that's the power of like asking for help. It can be that powerful. So stop thinking that people are going to judge you. Yeah, people are always judging what you're going to say, but it is important, this stuff, to get it out of your head. You don't want it sat there festering inside. Just talk to it. Like, this is why I started the podcast. Start the conversation in the first place, you know. And it goes the other way as well. If you see someone that is struggling, have a chat with them about it. You know, I've noticed that you've not been yourself lately. Like, why is that? Like, start having these conversations, guys, and like, see the impact that will happen when you allow yourself, give yourself permission that it's okay to get help, because it can save a life. And I know that's a bit serious tone to end on, but I really feel that strongly about this. And I just want to also say I've had some really fantastic messages about the podcast, and yeah, it's definitely touched my heart, so thank you. And I just want to say thank you for your continued support, and I'm going to keep doing this as long as you guys keep loving it. And I just want to provide real world value. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not going to give you some bullshit. This is stuff that's helped me, and I think that's going to help you. And if it doesn't, that's cool. Check out the next podcast and see if that does. Until next time, guys. See ya.